AP News for this Saturday, December 2nd. I'm Jackie Quinn. Israel's been pounding targets in the crowded southern half of the Gaza Strip and ordering more neighborhoods once designated as safe spaces to evacuate in advance of more military strikes. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric urges another pause in hostilities.
We appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse.
Gaza's Hamas-run government says more than 200 civilians have been killed in the resumed fighting. A powerful earthquake, 7.6 magnitude, struck off the southern Philippines, triggering a tsunami warning. John Bellini at the U.S. Geological Survey.
Relatively sparsely populated area. We do have a number of felt reports that we've received so far, but we do not have any specific reports of damage.
Vice President Kamala Harris, representing the U.S. at the COP28 Global Climate Summit, vows the U.S. will abide by tighter rules on methane emissions.
Vice President Kamala Harris says this will help ensure the U.S. meets the goal set by nations to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030.
Our duty and our obligation.
The rule targets emissions from existing oil and gas wells rather than focusing on new wells. I'm Julie Walker.
As the Biden administration vows to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, former President Trump, campaigning in Iowa, says he'll ramp up fossil fuel production.
We're going to drill, and we're going to be drilling like you have never seen before.
BMW's announcing it's recalling hundreds of SUVs because of possibly exploding airbags from Takata. Las Vegas police investigating the shooting of five homeless people. One of them died. This is AP News. India's religious divide in the U.S.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Prosecutors in New York City say an Indian national has been charged in an assassination plot. The plot targeted a prominent Sikh leader who advocates for an ethno-religious state in the Punjab region along the India and Pakistan border. AP's Donna Warder has the story.
52-year-old Nick Gupta is accused of murder for hire and conspiracy to commit murder for hire. U.S. officials say they became aware in the spring of a plot to kill Gurpatwant Singh Panoon, who lives in New York and is pushing for the creation of a sovereign Sikh state in India.
If the cost is my death, I'm ready to face the price. But the underlying question is not going to be solved if India kills me.
In June, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau alleged that the Indian government may have been linked to the killing of a Sikh separatist near Vancouver. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.